www.ccc.org.
And it is 7 o'clock straight up. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and beyond. Please stay tuned for Cabaret.
Right, you are tuned to the Cabaret program here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is George. With you this evening, joining us in the studio, we have Reverend Freak Child.
Hey,
and Valerie Zarek. Got that correct?
AKA Reverend Galaxy.
Two reverends. It's an auspicious occasion.
Yes, happy All Souls Day.
And, got an interesting show. This is kind of going to be the Reverend's Hour, the Hour of Reverend.
The Reverend Hour, yeah.
Featuring some spoken words, some poetry, and kind of a special performance of the Mass from your most recent release that we'll talk about later.
Cool.
But we're going to play a couple tracks from your most recent album, Super Mundane Blues.
Yes.
Do you want to introduce those two for us and we'll come back?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's the Super Mundane Blues is the latest album from Reverend Freakchild, and the first disc is some secular and spiritual favorites, and then the second disc is these psychedelic trip-hop Mass. So I think we'll start off maybe with Preaching Blues, which is, and I apologize, I do not play live tonight. I had a little surgery on my back and my thumb has gotten dinged up here. So we'll play a couple tracks off the album. The first being Preaching Blues, which is me doing an old Sun House tune. And then I think we'll follow it up with a duet that I did with Reverend Sean Amos. So it really is the Hour of Reverence here. For those of you who don't know Reverend Sean Amos, he's a blues reverend, and this track, stick around, this album has actually been shortlisted for a Grammy this year, and this Keep On Praying that I did with Reverend Sean Amos was shortlisted for, I guess it's Best Americana Roots Performance and also Best Americana Roots Song, and so it's tuned by Jake LaBonce. But anyway, first I guess we'll kick it off with a little Preaching Blues, the old Sun House classic.
Gonna join the Baptist church. Yeah, I'm gonna get me religion. Gonna join the church. Well, I'm gonna preach these blues, yeah. So don't have to wait. Yeah, I'm gonna preach these blues. Yeah, I'm gonna jump and shout. Yeah, I'm gonna preach these blues. You want everybody to jump and shout. Yeah, I'm gonna do like a prisoner. Gonna roll my time on out. Yeah, well, so I go back up in my room. Yeah, and I kneel down to breathe. Yeah, when I went back up in my room. Yeah, and I bow down to try to breathe. Yeah, but the blues came along. Yeah, I blew my spirit away. Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you, if I had a heaven, if I had a heaven of my own. Yeah, if I had a heaven. I had a heaven of my own. Yeah, I give all my pretty women. Give them all a long happy home. Just breathing the blues. Yeah.
Reverend Freakchild from Super Mundane Blues. Am I real loud in the room? I can hear the.
Yeah,
calm
man.
Down a bit. There
I go. That I haven't. I actually haven't heard that track in a while. It sounded pretty good. It's no wonder that the Academy, the Recording Academy, took notice of that. Man, we're just happy to be shortlisted for that tune, and it features the Reverend Sean Amos on the harmonica there, and actually another local hero right here from Colorado is on that. That's Jason Hahn of String Cheese Incident fame playing percussion on that track. And it's Jake Labatt's tune. And who else is on that? Malcolm the Minister of Bass and Hugh Poole. And yours truly singing some on there. So we had a fun time playing. And Steve O'Sorokin is playing that kind of, that tone that's classically, I think, everybody thinks of The Who when you hear that organ or keyboard patch. But yeah, it's a great track. And just so honored to be just thought of, by their Academy here. There's this first round of voting sort of nominated, in this first round with the best contemporary blues album. And, best, Americana roots song and roots performance for that tune, Keep on Praying. So, tooting our horn a little bit here, but why not? It's like, hey.
Was there something that kind of prompted you to be like, hey, I want to do this song and I want to get these folks together?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was our pandemic project, really, was the Super Mundane Blues. It was about everybody talking about I cleaned up my basement or my attic. It was like, well, let me clean out my mind, man. Like, what are the skeletons in my closet? which was, this crazy, turning these sort of pseudo secular songs into spiritual songs. We did version of Depeche Mode's Personal Jesus on this album, and tunes like Preaching Blues, which is back in the day, Sunhouse, was the guy who taught Robert Johnson everything he knew, and he was a preacher and then became a blues man. So that kind of fine line between Saturday night and Sunday morning, and I think the Reverend Freakchild character, somebody called me, he said, man, you sound like a character who's playing a character. And I said, yeah, that's me, man, with the Reverend Freakchild. So it was a good way to investigate more of the spirituality and some songs that gave me solace, over, I was going to say the pandemic, but it's sort of still going on, I was just did a little tour back east and back, to Colorado, and everything from, you know, towns that just, you know, weren't masked and weren't vaccinated to like people that were vaccinated and masked and didn't want to go out, you know. So it was like, wow, and everything in between. So pretty intense, you know, weird times. But this album was hopefully a comfort, you know, to people. And it was a comfort to me, you know, recording it. We did a lot of socially distanced sessions. And one of those sessions became this revisiting of a mass. Liturgical mass, you know, the whole idea, you know, any Catholics out there listening, you know, it's like the whole idea of going and the transubstantiation of, you know, I don't mean to make light of it at all, but from an outsider's perspective, it sounds sort of like a cannibalistic ritual. I mean, eating the body and the blood of this guy, but it's like, oh, right, the transubstantiation. It's, you know, very symbolic of a healing process. And, you know, years ago, I had had a psychedelic vision that was quite traumatic, you know, and still sort of making sense of that. And I'm not advocating drug use, you know, I'm going on 16 years sober, but, you know, sometimes those chemicals can really mix you up. You know, and you know, it's like when you got the lemons, you got to make lemonade. So I one of the first things I listened to after that drug psychosis was Bach B minor's Mass, which my mom took me to, and she was a classical musician and tried to turn me into one of those. It just didn't really work. I was much more into my dad, you know, playing the blues. I was like, man, that sounds like fun, blues and rock and roll. So we made this Mass that was sort of samples of all kinds of classic rock, and you know, it starts out with like. Actually, technically starts out with a reverse track of the Beatles' A Day in the Life, you know, where it fades out, you know, at that last, and it sort of fades in. And we have Igor Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. So it's a real, you know, looking at the rejuvenation. And as we head into the fall here, you know, sort of revisiting this as a sort of a healing part of our, you know, being, you know, and hopefully, you know, the first disc of the Supermundane Blues was, you know, sort of the blues and you know, Howling at the Moon, and this second disc, the Psychedelic Trip Hop Mass, which features Reverend Galaxy here, mm-hmm. As sort of the Virgil that brings us through, you know. Virgil was the guy who led Dante through the levels of hell, but, you know, so I had this liturgical mass that I've been working on for like 20 years, and I honestly, man, I couldn't really listen to it without like being afraid that I was going to like induce an acid flashback and be like, wow, I really don't want to live that anymore. I'm living like a sober life and trying to be of service to other people and, you know, not getting wrapped up in the ego and all that stuff. So I approached Val and I said, you know, I have this project that I never really have completed. And now that we've got this pandemic going, this is going to answer your question, George, you know, like maybe we can work on this, you know, like these skeletons in the closet that, you know, hey, they're there and maybe we can dress them up, you know, since it's like Halloween, you know, dress them up, bring them out, take them out to town and have fun with them, right? You know, so I asked Val and she was gracious enough to just listen to me, and I was really like, oh, well, let's make it more massy, you know, let's make it more mad, let's like chant more of like, you know, oh, Jesus have mercy on us, God have mercy on us, peace be with us, you know, more of that. And luckily Val ignored exactly what I said and read her own poetry and became this guide through, you know, the heaven and earth of this thing that we were trying to create, like sort of the old, you know, mass and the new crazy sampling of all this stuff. So, you know, we're going to try to do like a prepared piece here with the samples, and then we're going to do the actual vocals over it here in a little bit. But I wanted to invite Val to do a bit of an invocation before that and read a poem. And then I'm going to actually read this essay that my friend Matt O'Rourke, we call him Brother Matt O'Rourke, wrote, and we put in the liner notes here just to give, you know, people that are listening or so inclined a sort of view of what we're trying to do. And we're trying to be respectful here, but also sort of, you know, interpret from the now and take it into the future, you know, and Val, you know, can speak to this better than I can. You know, it's about sort of, I imagine Val, right? It's like sort of like you have a recipe, which is like, you know, a formula for healing or spirituality, but you kind of have to bake the bread every day. Like you got to put it into action, and each action is different in its own, you know, time of the year or, you know, space and time and all that stuff. So
yeah, and you have to, I think you have to just show up and be as present and clear as you can, mm-hmm. and respond in the moment. And when I heard this insanity you played for me and said, here, do some spoken word, I let my intuition lead me through, and right on. I found the whole experience to be incredibly healing. Mm. And it's kind of upgrading the mass, upgrading God in a way, if you can say that.
Yeah, and updating it. And it's all about connection, right? So it's like, mm-hmm. okay, what tools can we use respectfully to forge a connection to ourselves, to others, to community, to the transcendent, to just the everyday objects that are around us, you know. So, but
well,
anyway.
What if all of this, all the Mass and all of the experiences in the Bible is reflecting our soul journey? Mm. So that's how I went into it.
Right, like a God of our understanding, as it were. But anyway, so
but this is, well, this is a little
with an invocation poem. Here
a little invocation poem. Actually, this is an honoring of the veil thin times we're in between All Hallows Eve, New Year's Eve, All Saints Day, All Souls Day.
Right. Happy All Souls Day.
Grief
today.
And resilience and, yeah, happy
right, because
All
yesterday
Souls
was
Day.
All Saints Day, right?
According
yes. to the Catholic calendar. And then All Hallows Eve, that's why, you know, and of course I know it from Halloween. The Protestant thing where Martin Luther pins the 98 Theses, you know, little complaints to the Catholic Church on Halloween, you know, All Hallows Eve. And, yeah, All Saints Day yesterday. And yep. All Souls Day is today. So it's
yes.
all the souls, you know, all the sentient beings. So yep. we'll celebrate that, yeah.
So the title of this poem is Surrender. The sun moves slower in October, switching places with the moon's borrowed light. The graying dusk, amber mornings, trees more shadow than leaf, an entrainment like the dropping leaves, dead with a season's end. I'm the child fighting bedtime, never wanting to miss a moment, trying to drag the light like a blanket deeper against the horizon. Is it grief or resilience that finally surrenders to quilts thick and warm, hot tea, a warm bath, a good book? Grief gathers armloads of leaves, tries to glue them back onto the branches that have just shaken them loose. Resilience rakes them into a pile like a crunchy bed and drops into the center, reveling in the unravel, the rustle, trusting the morning's return in its time.
Beautiful. Mm. So timely. That's like, wow. Yeah, you can just, you can feel that. Wow, thank you for that, Val.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. That's the world premiere of a brand new poem.
That's beautiful. Thank you for that. That's wonderful. The grief and resilience. And yeah, connecting this all up, you know, that there is, you know, with this Mass, there's some grief. You know, there's the there's the death and the rebirth, you know?
Death, life, death cycle. And that's right. Why we celebrate the veil thin times as all the leaves are dropping in our northern right. hemisphere and things around us are dying, are going in deep, are getting into darker nights.
Right. And we need that, right? I mean, it makes fertilizer
mm-hmm.
for the next season, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just part of this wild, mysterious, you know,
and
human
a tree,
realm.
Well, a tree that can't let go of its leaves actually will die.
Right. So you have to, you know, you don't have to, I mean, but yeah. Go with the flow there. If you don't, then it's going to be tough. So, yeah, I guess I always was trying to, you know, my mom was driving me through a graveyard. I had a horrible car accident when I was a kid, so I was really kind of in touch with that veil, I guess, a little bit. And we were driving through a graveyard one afternoon, and I said, well, what are all those, like, stone things? She said, oh, those are headstones. I said, well, what are those for? And she said, well, people die. And I was like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, yeah, they go away. You know, they die. And I guess I was hip enough to it because it was like 4 years old, and I just had this horrible car accident. So I thought, wow, I must have gotten close to being dead, you know. And my mom was just so kind, and she turned. She said, you know, but the point is to have a good life before we die. You know, and it was like, that's all you can do. You know, I was always like looking for the dude who organized, who can I talk to the guy that like made all this pain and suffering in the world? You know, it's like, and then I started studying, you know, the Dharma and the Buddha Dharma, you know, especially in actually about ready to finish my Master of Divinity here at degree at Naropa. And really making peace with a lot of that Christianity through the Dharma and through studying Buddhism, you know, so you know, not to say one is better than the other or one is, you know, right and one is wrong, but they're just different ways and different paths to take that we can use as a skillful means to get in touch with these natural, you know, rhythms that are all around us, you know, I think.
And so. Show up more in our lives and more in the lives of others.
Yeah, and connect that with that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to take a moment, if I may, and read this wonderful essay that's included with the Super Mundane Blues 2-disc set. And you know, for those of you listening, you know, and I actually had to look this up myself. You know, Super Mundane is referred to a lot in spiritual scriptures as being this, you know, higher path or, you know, deeper wisdom. But really, Super Mundane is talking about being or situated above the mundane world, transcending our system and being celestial. And what I think of is like, you know, it's not super mundane. Super mundane is, you know, not in touch. You know, it's. But supra is sort of going inward. And I think that's what happened with me, you know, during the pandemic. It was like, even if I wanted to go downtown and do something, there was nothing open. So what did I do? I walked and I prayed and I meditated, you know, and got in touch with, you know, some deeper things that were in me, you know, and I think maybe partly in everybody as humans. And then the other term that I kind of wanted to clarify, you know, it's really been co-opted by the drug community, this psychedelic word, you know, but really psychedelic, you know, if you look at it derived from the ancient Greek word psyche, you know, meaning soul or mind, and my Greek is probably worse than my Sanskrit, but bear with me here. So the psyche is soul or mind, and then delaun, which is to make visible or to reveal. So it translates as mind manifesting. So really, psychedelic has nothing to do with any drug per se. But a lot of people think that they can take a drug and then have this mind manifesting, which may or may not be another delusion in and of itself, you know. So, you know, many, many paths to wisdom. So, you know, 84,000 different paths to this. But I'd like to take an opportunity and read this little essay that was a, you know, because, like I said, there's no conflict here. You know, I'm studying with a new teacher called Panawati, and she talks. She's this little black lady, and she talks about, you know, you gotta walk it out, you know, and you gotta. You know, these teachings don't mean much unless you practice them, you know. And she used to be a Christian holy roller, and now she's a venerable, you know, a Theravada monk, or excuse me, a nun, but a monastic. And, you know, she just talks about there's no conflict. I mean, these are all different spiritualities that we can embrace, you know, and learn from each other. These are like pro tips, man, when you talk to the sages, you know. So this is a little essay that I like to read from my good friend Matt O'Rourke. We call him Brother Matt O'Rourke here, and this essay is entitled The Healing Psychedelic Trip-Hop Mass. Forgive everyone, yet fear not, for your home is everywhere. The world of Jesus was already fragmented. There are ruined temples in want of rebuilding, unfulfilled prophecies, and intertwining cultures. The disciples pray to Yahweh, but their coinage shows the face of Caesar. Moneylenders set up stalls inside the temple. Jew, Greek, and Roman are thrown together, and you might better trust a Samaritan from outside your tribe than a scribe or Pharisee from within it. The birth of Christianity is sampling. Appropriation? At its best. Who is Jesus but a Jewish Bacchus, tragic, ecstatic, wine-drenched, dying each winter only to be reborn each spring? But this level of fragmentation and reintegration of the sacred and profane, of language and nation, of culture and identity, seems quaint compared with the world of 2021. Here's the Reverend Freakchild gently plays with some of our broken shards. See how they shimmer and reflect each other. And he goes on here. Sorting through the wreckage, he maintains a curious openness as to whether these combinations of sounds and images are harmonious or dissonant. What, one might wonder, would the world look like to a sober god of wine? If the influences are myriad, the central ones are clear enough. Christianity, Buddhism, and the blues. Christianity exploits what Buddhism exposes, the simple fact of human suffering. Christianity breaks us all and then promises redemption. Buddhism finds redemption in the broken shards. Christianity implicates to us all in nailing holes in the Godhead. Buddhism looks to the Godhead and finds only holes. The blues, meanwhile, moves between these poles, acting as both a lamentation and a celebration of the body. Yes, this body. This life, in all its possibilities, and of course, above all, in all its limitations, because the limitations always outweigh the possibilities. Can we share this embodiment? Along this journey, you meet shamans, shysters, shuckers, and yes, saints. The cast of characters is wide as cathedral doors. Here's the crazy monk, the lewd preacher, the sanctimonious prude, the honest pilgrim, the blues journeyman, making a deal with whom exactly at the crossroads? Who knows? Maybe you'll find someone something like yourself amid the crowd. The Reverend brings all these voices together with Her Majesty Reverend Galaxy. The Revs are not curating.
I didn't get that.
Oh. Let me try again then. The Revs are not curating. They're opening mouth and mind and channeling all this for you. These are psychedelic blues. Have you ever thought that you might be Jesus Christ? Really thought it? The fugue of the Sanctus, in particular, offers levels upon levels of guided meditation. Listen to it, laugh with the reverence, and peel away at the onion without a center. Rather than strip the world away, invite it in. Yes, all of it. What are we here for? Peace be with you, Brother Matthew O'Rourke. So that's a little bit of an invocation to the Mass there. And I think we'll try to
yeah, let's go for it.
Okay.
If you're just tuning in, we have Reverend Freakchild and Reverend Galaxy with us this evening, on the Cabaret performing the Mass from your latest CD, Supra Mundane Blues.
And the psychedelic trip-hop Mass.
That's right. Here it comes. And it's in five movements as a traditional Mass. I guess some Mass are different. But, the five movements are the Kyrie, and then the Gloria, then the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei. So we'll proceed through these, and we have some prepared tracks that we will be singing and chanting and reciting over and adding some interesting sounds. So we hope you all enjoy this, and we hope it sends it out into the universe in a healing vibe here on this All Souls Day.
And the poetry will be live.
Yes.
And it's about 20 minutes total, soundtrack.
Cool. All right. Here we go.
My first blood watered the rivers, born to this land. Seeded, flaming aboriginal maple trees. I left my rubber soles by that particular road and carried a carved wood flute to the circle of elms. We knew each other's names, and they never wavered, never struck. Never dressed in rage. They whispered my true names. My wind names, my land names. They grew skin like desert canyon walls.
Christ have mercy on us.
I seek the amnesty of trees to feather my bones. Indigenous of Earth, my hands open to the dark, rich soil. The light, full, crystalline moon. I was born to this land. I marry willows and bear children each spring.
Apologies, I'm working on the audio here. It seems to not.
All right. That was the Kyrie, everyone. And the this next movement will be Gloria. The
nights. Life was so simple. Armor glinting in the sun, defending good from evil. We usually won. Now we have to lay down our swords. Expand our circles of intimacy, of love. Forgive everyone.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men of goodwill.
Praise thee, we bless thee, we adore thee, we glorify thee.
The pristine golden winged ones. Mostly keep to the other side and sing the hallelujahs of homecoming with a loftiness I forget to believe in. Teach me to love. And I will hand you my ungloved fear. I am forever drawn inside those cold stone walls.
Thou who sittest at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us.
The worn tiled mysteries, secret passages, no commoner is allowed to enter. As though we need secrets on pages to initiate us. As though birth and souls are not initiation enough. The angels with the most battered wings have worked the hardest to intervene in our destruction.
Amen.
I carry the doves inside my own cathedral. And still, I don't know who to pray to.
All right, so that was the Gloria. Hallelujah.
Gloria. Hallelujah. This is and, Credo.
And here we come with the Credo, yeah. The Credo. The Creed.
One Lord Jesus Christ, from the Father,
one Lord Jesus Christ, from the Father,
God. I believe in one God. I believe in one God.
True God, true God, begotten not made, God's flesh, with the Father.
By whom all things were made.
For us men, our salvation came down from heaven.
Was it
by the Holy Ghost?
He was crucified.
He was crucified.
Suffered and was buried.
He was suffered and buried.
The third day he rose again, according to the scriptures.
Didn't he rise before? Didn't we all?
He shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead. And his kingdom shall have no end.
Roll away the stone, the isolation of never rising up out of your tomb. Roll away those stories that tether your feet. Whenever your feathered wings lift,
I confess one baptism
too high.
I await the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Amen.
Those ancestral languages. Remember, you are the wizard, the alchemist, the secret formula that turns every darkness to gold.
All right, the Credo. And on to the Sanctus and the Transubstantiation.
Little lamb. Little lamb.
Doth thou know me?
What are you here for?
We remembered everything. I was encircled again this morning in the basement of the house I built. The only way out of that crowd was to disintegrate through the floor, leaving my deflated skin a pile on the ground.
Lord God of all, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
The true mystery is undeniably unrepentant.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! And get a hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Today, I unzipped your fur.
I'm the one who's got to die when it's time for me to die.
To find trembling 5-year-olds inside. I stepped over you and flew.
Well then, pictures, sounds, smell, I don't know. Smell and taste, I don't know. Otherwise, you see, these, the image or art, right? In the form of pictures or form of color, sound, I mean, really touch their deep inside.
And thus the Sanctus and Hugh.
Agnes Day.
Yeah. A little peace after our journey here into the Agnus Dei.
Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was. And the Word is. But what was before the beginning? And before the beginning, and before. Holy Mary, Mother of God. And the dark met the light, and they flashed flint on steel. That spark. Life began on earth. Hand to hand. Mirrors, scratched, fractured images. Holy Mary,
have mercy on us.
Holy
grant
Mary,
us peace.
Can a person steal an utterance? A way of touching the earth?
You gotta go to church to get this particular thing in your soul, you know, particular thing is good.
How can one borrow a bell?
If Jesus came back, and saw what's going on in his name, he
could never stop throwing up.
God, could you please lighten up?
Another call to prayer. Why should the nostrils that inhale a chrysanthemum of lit sage? A wad of Nag Champa. Turn away if they did not first absorb it on grandfather's breath. Who hardcovers certain lifted voices into red-lined chapters and cardinal laws? Who are the chosen ones? This world is not quiet to those who have the privilege to hear, to respond. This fabric of belonging, the awes of gazing up into the Pleiades, falling to one's knees to weep.
Lord, make me a channel of thy peace, that where there is hatred, I may bring love, that where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness, that where there is discord, I may bring harmony, that where there is error, I may bring truth, that where there is doubt, I may bring faith, that where there is despair, I may bring hope, that where there are shadows, I may bring light, that where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek to comfort than to be comforted, to understand than to be understood, to love than to be loved. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds. It is by forgiving that one is forgiven. It is by dying that one awakens to eternal life. Amen.
There's no place. Dorothy's house once again caught wing. Yet this time, there's no wickedness to soften her landing. The clouds intervened, and azure dreams wove a net so thick, bluebells and tulips had to stretch their necks to reach the light. Seeds blew up like kites, racing the sun to greet this girl who learned that home is everywhere.
Everywhere. Amen.
Woo-hoo.
Hallelujah. And there it is, folks, the Mass on All Souls Day for you. Hopefully that was some healing for you, you know, out in the airwaves there. I know it always it makes me feel better to go through that. And thank you, Val, for that. That's just so wonderful and beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh. And thanks, George.
Oh, thank you both.
Yeah.
That was lovely on the other side of the glass here.
Exactly, on the other side of the glass, on the other side of all that crazy sonic healing, and it's sort of the clarity that comes from the chaos, perhaps, you know. So anyway, that was fun.
Finding your way through the noise.
Yeah, exactly. You know, making sense of it in some remunerative way, you know, or rejuvenative way, you know, or some kind of way that makes sense. You know, so yeah, I mean.
So maybe you can talk about what inspired you. Some of the sound collages we heard in the background. I caught some the Fiona Apple.
Yeah,
is that, you know, that was cool. That was unexpected, but really.
Right.
Stevie Wonder,
you know, because I get a superstition, you know, you're doing the credo, you know, kind of thing. And it's like, you know, all those sort of things that are in the secular world. I think that's the Fiona Apple is the No Defense tune. So it's like, oh, right, you know, like, and they all sort of have an additional meaning there, you know. And actually, I built a lot of those samples and loops with a friend, Mark Rodema, in Boston. And then he moved, he was a Dutch citizen. So he actually. His visa ran out, so he moved back to The Hague, and we started a little recording studio there for years, and this was sort of our pet project. And that was back in the years I was using, so I was like, you know, just smoking hash during the day and doing this project at night. It was just kind of crazy. So, you know, there's something to say, I guess, from the delusions that you get from drug use, but it just used up so much of my brain, you know. And of course, I had so much musical knowledge that, you know, everything from Coltrane, you know, Love Supreme in there, and Dalai Lama, and then, you know, starting out with Igor Stravinsky, and there's a lot of samples of Edgar Varèse under there that create a sort of a canvas that is like just kind of like it's pieces of his piece that are slowed down and spread out that gave this sort of sonic sort of desert kind of texture, I guess, you know. And it's sort of ode to the desert mothers and fathers that were, you know, very contemplative, mystical Christians, you know, that probably wouldn't be considered Christians even today. You know, they're so sort of considered far out and outside of the church. So, yeah, all those sounds. I mean, and even sounds like, you know, had Jamiroquai, you know, there go and say, you might think you're in heaven, and then Muddy Waters saying, you know, I can't be satisfied. You know, these kind of, you know,
right.
Voices just coming in. And even Jimi Hendrix saying, you know, it's... I got to die when it's my time to die. You know, these like heavy edges of all the, you know, psychedelic or dance music or pop music that, you know, we hear all the time. But when you, you know, cut them up and reframe them like this, it's like, wow, yeah, there's some heavy stuff out there that people sort of just let, you know, sonically go by, you know, when they're listening to a regular tune. Or,
yeah, I was going to ask, is there an aspect of like this being a kind of another part of your life of like pulling this out, processing it, then moving on past it, and totally. getting it out of
thank you, George,
out of the attic, I guess.
Exactly. Thank you for that. That's a perfect ending. This is actually the ending of one of the toughest tours I've ever done. I mean, and it's the 13th album. So what do I expect? You know, it's like Apollo 13. You know, they didn't die, but it was a real journey to get into the moon and coming back. I mean, you know, it was just at every turn, it was like, oh my goodness, you know. So, yeah, definitely. This is like, you know, although Val said some people are interested in maybe making a movie out of this, you know, and turning into a visual. But I think my part has a resolve there. And especially just listening to Val again, just reciting some of her, you know, guiding poetry through this, like making sense and connecting up some of these things. It's like, oh, right. I don't, you know, when we embrace powers that are beyond us, especially like taking intense psychedelic drugs, you're tapping into powers that you're not really familiar with, you know, and you can be overwhelmed with those. So it's like, you know, it's a lot more stable to do yoga and to do, you know, meditation. You can always step off the cushion. It's like, you know, with those drugs, it's like you're on the roller coaster ride for 8 hours or whatever. So you're messing with some powers that are very powerful. And the same thing with this mass, you know, I thought, oh, I'll just do a liturgical mass. It's like, dude, you are opening up a huge Pandora's box, you know, and you realize the box is made, you know, the story of Pandora is like, you know, she opens up the box and everything goes out, but hope is left. And people, you got to realize like the box is made out of hope. You know, that is the box, you know, and that is the idea of this, of like, right, we revisit it, we make sense of it, and reframe it in this way of like, yeah, it's going to be all right, man. You know, we can take some of those powerful energies that have been harnessed through Christianity or Buddhism or music, you know, and all these different ways to...
Poetry.
Yeah, poetry and spoken word and all that stuff, and make sense of them in a way that's you know, slowed down a little bit and taken care and respected, you know. So, you know, it's a constant journey for me to make sense of my, you know, let alone experiences other than, you know, chemical experiences. But yeah, thanks for saying that. It does. I hope it has that feel, right? Like, we revisit this in the pandemic. Maybe we'll revisit it in the next pandemic in 100 years, you know, or something like that, you know.
Yeah, and something you said right there also just kind of set up a segue. We have about 3.5 minutes left, and I know one of the songs, like some of these songs on your latest album, Super Mundane Blues, are familiar. Should we go out with It's Gonna Be All Right?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Great right. song.
Once
Thank
again,
you,
Reverend Freak Child, Reverend Galaxy, I'm performing CD 2 from the album Super Mundane Blues, the psychedelic cowboy mask, what'd you call that? but we're going to go out with another version of It's Going to Be All Right from Reverend Freak Child. Thanks again for coming in this evening, and stay tuned for Corriente coming your way at the top of the hour.
Right on. Be
Thank
well.
You
Peace.
So much.
Thank you.
Thanks to George Figgs for another great cabaret show. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, KGNU.org. And stay tuned for Corriente after a few programming announcements.
Support comes from Motus Theater, presenting Just Us Monologues in Longmont and Lafayette, November 4th and 13th. Leaders who are formerly incarcerated present monologues about the racism and injustice of the criminal justice system. Special participation of Boulder County Commissioner Marta Lochiman, jazz great Robert Johnson, and others. More information at motustheater.org/events.
Support comes from the Longmont Museum, presenting Longmont 150, an exhibit that celebrates the founding of Longmont 150 years ago, and a look back on the forces that have shaped Longmont's past and the recurring themes that will define its future. The Longmont 150 exhibit runs through January 9th. Tickets and more information at longmontmuseum.org.
Here's a way to simplify your life. Donate that vehicle you no longer need to help us bring you more great public radio. It's easy and free to you. Here's how. To get started, call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or go to kgnu.org.
And buenas noches, cuali yoali. This is Elena with you this evening on November 2nd, Día de los Muertos, or Día de los Difuntos, a lot of different names. And so for that, I've chosen music from a number of musicians who have crossed over and are now on the other side, and also some musicians who are still very much here singing about those topics. And just as in many traditions, in Latin America and Celtic traditions and many other places, this is a time that's understood that the veil, the separation between these worlds is much thinner, and that we can be in touch with those who are on the other side, whether they're our own ancestors, others' ancestors, because this was the other, after all, we all come from the same ancestors if you go far enough back. So here's some music, and if it's something you'd like to hear, you can send me an email, dj@kgnu.org, or you can give a call, 303-442-4242. And also at around 9 o'clock or so, we'll be speaking with Asia Fajardo-Wright about some upcoming events through CHAC. And so let's just start with some music.
En el panteón de Dolores ya nos tiene una posita para los compositores y uno que otro periodista, licenciados y doctores, todos están en la lista. Tucu, tucu, tiki, taca, guerra, canica, calaca, cuando menos lo pensamos, nos hace tirar la pata y yo me le escapé una vez, pero por poco y me atrapa. Distinciones, lo mismo se lleva al pobre que al rico con sus millones. Uno va en estuche de oro y el otro en puros calzones, pero pasadito el tiempo quedan igual de pelones. Tucu, tucu, tiquitaca, guerra, canija, calaca, débiles y poderosos, de morir nadie se escapa, llevamos el mismo fin. Empetate o